time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off once again for a whiz round Whitehall with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the General Assistance Office, those tireless executives, Lennox, Brown and Lamb, receive a never-ending flow of jobs from the permanent Undersecretary. But do they ever complain? Do they ever grumble or moan? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, they do.
I don't think Sir Gregory appreciates us, Ron. The assignments we get are always so menial.
Yes, they are, aren't they? When he handed over this latest job, I nearly gave him a nasty look.
What's the point? He's already got one.
I mean, I don't mind helping MPs. I'm not a snob, but getting their seating repaired is scarcely a job for us.
I don't know how he gets in such a mess.
Well, it's the back benches, you know.
Is it?
Yes, when they're overexcited, they start slashing the upholstery.
A lot of the cushions have lost all their stuffing.
Quite. I told Sir Gregory we'd need some new ones, and suggested we got solid rubber.
Did he agree?
No, he told me to get stuffed again. Anyway, you found an expert to stitch the tears, have you?
Yes, Mrs. Gussett's a friend of my landlady's.
Oh.
She isn't very bright, but she'll do it cheaply.
Good, good.
But I still say the job's beneath us. I mean, Mr. Crawley in the office next door looks up to you and me as top executives.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Have you got any old newspaper I could borrow?
Yes, Mr. Crawley, there's lots in the top secret drawer.
I'm cleaning out my window box. Now, I just put a what's-his-name in it.
Oh, a geranium?
No, no, a tomcat. It pushed the earth all over the sill. Still, I mustn't bore you with my little problems. I expect you're busy on some high-powered job as usual.
Someone said
you were working on parliamentary seats.
Yes, that's right, yes, parliamentary seats. Yes, we're adjusting constituency boundaries, that sort of thing.
My word, that's quite a responsibility.
Oh.
Some MPs have enormous what's-his-names.
So we've discovered.
I wish I got important assignments like that. I'm only given the trivial ones, you see. Sir Gregory phoned me just now, as a matter of fact.
Really? What did he want?
He wants me to get the House of Commons cushions fixed.
He what?
Yes, stupid little job, isn't it? But he had two other men on it, and they messed things up. Made a complete what's-his-name.
Who said that?
Seems they got some idiot woman to stitch the torn upholstery.
Huh. Wasn't that a good idea?
Well, it would have been if she'd waited till the house was empty, but she did it during a debate.
During a debate?
25 MPs were thrown to their seats. They were sleeping at the time, of course. But when it was time for the house to rise, they couldn't.
Oh, dear.
And she was stitching behind the Chancellor while he was actually speaking. Well, of course, he got the needle in the end. So, Sir Gregory's asked me to take over. Anyway, thanks for the newspaper, gentlemen.
First, Sir Gregory gives us a degrading job. Then he decides Creepy Crawley can do it better.
Still, at least we're off the hook. Let's get on with the crossword. Did you bring the Times today?
Yes, it's there, yes. I'm afraid the crossword's filled in, though.
So it is. Just a minute. These aren't proper words. It's just a jumble of letters.
Ah, I did it in the train, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the carriage is full of people puzzling over the Times crossword, and I felt a bit of a devil.
I don't understand.
Well, by finning in any old letters, I finished it 2 minutes flat.
Oh.
Well, the rest of the man, three chaps threw their papers out of the window.
It's only me with a lovely cup of tea.
Oh, thank you, Mildred, yes.
And can I borrow some more carbon paper?
What on earth are you typing, Mildred?
Oh, I don't want it for typing, do I? I wipe the carbon on my eyelids, see?
Oh. Why?
Why? Because there's a national shortage of eyeshadows.
Is there?
Well, it's not a real shortage. It's more of an artificial shortage.
Oh, you mean where someone starts a rumour there's a shortage and everyone rushes out to buy in a panic?
That's right. So all the eyeshadow's gone. Someone in Ealing bought over a ton. And he's a bloke.
What is the world coming to? I blame all this television.
Anyway, how are you getting on with that House of Commons job?
Well, we decided to relinquish it, Mildred.
Sir Gregory should give you important work. You've both got great credentials.
any business trips or foreign travel he grabs for himself.
Yeah, we dust me bank water from the tarping pool to take it all down for him.
Sir Gregory Pitkin here.
Hello, Bonnie. It's Daphne.
Daphne, my dear. Oh, you're a naughty girl, aren't you? You're not supposed to ring in office hours.
Well, I'm fed up. You haven't taken me on one of our trips for ages.
Oh, now come along, my poppet. We had one only last week.
To Sheffield? Who wants to trudge around steelwork?
Well, it was good exercise, my cherub.
It's time we went somewhere exciting. If you don't fix something soon, you can find someone else to play squirrels with.
Hello, Daphne. Daphne. Oh, provocative little minx. Well, we'll have to do something about that. Now, where's the dictaphone? Here we are. Now then. Memo to Prime Minister. I strongly advise, sir, that you send a government official to make an in-depth study of technical methods in a highly developed industrial area like, Bermuda. I further suggest this official should be myself. Sir Gregory Pitkin, CBE. That should do the trick. Daphne will like Bermuda. Ah, there she is again, saucy little pixie. Hello again, my little lotus blossom.
This is Sir Alistair Macarber, chairman of Scottish Industries.
Oh, Sir Alistair, what a pleasant surprise. Can I help you at all, Sir Alistair?
Aye, Pitkin, you can. We're concerned that you London folk aren't buying enough Scottish produce.
Scottish produce?
Every other country in the world is eager to purchase our oatmeal, haggis, wool, bannocks, and tartan hankies, but the English scarcely touch them.
Oh, come, Sir Alistair, I drink as much Scotch whiskey as I can. I even clean my teeth with it.
I'm not talking of whiskey, Pitkin. Let's leave religion out of this. Speaking of routine exports, I want you to come up here and discuss a big trade deal.
Oh, come up there.
We'll treat you well, show you what Scotland has to offer.
I'd be delighted. I can bring an assistant, can I? She helps me out when I need it.
Oh, you'll both be welcome. Fly up on Thursday morning. I'm free all day and the next day. I'll meet you at the airport.
Thank you, Sir Alistair. Now, I mustn't keep you. I know this is a trunk call.
Oh, don't worry, Pitkin. I reverse the charges. You guys know.
By Jove, couple of days in Edinburgh, good hotel, VIP treatment. Well, that'll keep Daphne happy till the Bermuda trip comes up. Miss Sylvester?
Yes, sir?
Assemble a file on Scottish trade. I have to go out there on Thursday.
Very good, sir. And Lord Stilton is here. He wants to see you.
Lord Stilton? Well, send him in at once. We mustn't keep him waiting.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Pitkin.
Oh, come in, Lord Stilton. Have a seat, sir.
Thank you, I will. And just a dash of soda.
What? yes, of course.
We're up against it on the oil front, Pitkin.
Again, sir? I thought we had just enough oil to get by.
Oh, in the long run, yes. But we could run into trouble in the next few months if we don't get supplies from Abba Dabba.
From Abba Dabba?
That's right. It's an oil principality in the dire straits. Yeah, the situation's rather tricky.
Really? What did Abba Dabba do?
They're dickering over how much they can let us have. Now, the point is, I was supposed to go out there and negotiate with the president, you see. But now, that's impossible. Wretched attack of gout.
Gout, eh? The president's a bit of a boozer, is he?
No, Pitkin, I've got the gout.
Oh, dear me, I am sorry, sir.
You're to go to Abba Dabba in my place and get this oil deal buttoned up.
You want me to go to Abba Dabba? When would that be, sir?
Oh, it's very urgent. You'll fly out tomorrow afternoon.
I'm afraid that's not possible. I have to be in Scotland on Thursday.
Good Lord, man, this Middle East visit takes precedence over everything. The nation's future is at stake.
I see. I suppose it's warm in Abba Dabba, is it?
Oh, of course it's warm. The place is an absolute paradise. Blue skies, warm seas, vast beaches.
Say no more, Lord Stilton. If my country needs me in Abba Dabba, then that's where I shall go. I'll need an assistant, naturally.
Oh, yes. There's a file on the whole business. I'll let you have it without delay.
Thank you, sir.
And don't upset the Scots, Pitkin. Yes. Send someone else in your place.
The trouble is all our good men are tied up at the moment.
Oh, well, send Lennox, Brown, and Lamb.
Rupert, really, it's time for tea.
Thank you, Mildred.
Yeah, guess what I just heard in the canteen?
Fatty Scott drinking his soup.
No, sir, I mean the latest news on Sir Gregory. Oh. He's off on a business jaunt to the Middle East with Daphne Bentwater. They're going to Abu Dhabi.
Isn't that typical, eh? That's the sort of job we should be doing.
Quite right, one. I'd love to go to the Middle East. I'd look rather good on a camel with a big right hat.
Camels don't wear hats, do they?
Mildred, please.
Look out, here comes Sir Gregory. Oh. I'm on.
Ah, there you are, you two. I want a word with you both.
Your wishes are commands, sir.
Exactly. Now, have either of you any engagements in the second half of this week?
Well, Thursday night's my laundrette night, usually.
Well, I'm sure, Sir Gregory, we could both make ourselves available should some top-level assignment occur. Good, good. I want you both to go away for a couple of days on government business. All expenses paid, of course.
Really, Sir Gregory? Do you need it?
Sir Gregory, we'd be delighted.
Well, actually, you'll be standing in for me. I'm afraid my commitments have clashed.
Oh, dear. I thought you looked rather pale.
But my colleague is trying to say, sir, that it will be an honor to take your place.
Well, we have to consider our priorities. Now, our main problem at the moment is Middle East oil. And here's where I need your help.
Yes,
now...
Excuse me, Sir Gregory, but Lord Stilton just rang. He wants you to go to his office and collect the file.
Oh, very well, Miss Murphy. Tell him I'm on my way.
He wants you to fetch it now, sir, because he's got to go home with his foot.
Oh, all right. Now, you two, pay attention. Yes, it seems I haven't time to brief you about the job, but I'll send you the relevant papers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And please rest assured that we shall make a success of this task.
I have every confidence that you will, Lennox Brown.
Uh-huh. Yes,
because you know that if you don't, I shall beat the living daylights out of you both with my own fists, personally.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
Oh, by Jove, too. It actually happened. We're off for the high-level mission.
Middle East oil, you can't get higher than that.
I wonder where Abu Dhabi is exactly.
Good morning, Miss Murphy. I have a little job for you. My secretary is tied up at the moment.
Oh, well, if that's what turns her on.
I want you to go to the travel agency and collect two lots of air tickets.
Two lots of air tickets, Sir Gregory.
Miss Bentwater and I fly to the Middle East this afternoon.
Miss Bentwater and you fly to the Middle East this afternoon.
Mr. Lennox Brown and Lamb fly to Scotland tomorrow in my place.
Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb fly to Scotland tomorrow.
Must you repeat everything I say?
Must you repeat everything? I'm sorry, sir.
I have the files here relating to both jobs. When you've got the tickets, attach each pair to the appropriate file. Then bring my file and my tickets to my office. I leave at 2:00.
Well, it's all go today, isn't it? When's the girl supposed to paint her toenails? Oh, morning, sir. Morning, Mr. Lamb.
We just passed Sir Gregory in the corridor. He was in a hurry. He didn't have time to push me aside like he usually does.
What are you after, Mildred?
I've got to go out and fetch the air tickets, haven't I?
Oh.
Oh, and Sir Gregory brought the file on that job you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's on the desk, sir. I shan't be long, sir.
Oh, this is exciting, man. I heard on the news this morning that tomorrow's a day of national celebration in Abu Dhabi.
Well, you can understand it, can't you? They don't often get visitors of our caliber. That's right. I'd better just study the file and check the details.
This must be the one. It says on the front, Middle East Oil Talk.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, now, let's see what it says here. Note to British representatives, we need to buy as much of their national product as Abu Dhabi is willing to sell.
Well, I'd have thought that was obvious.
Now, I got this book on everyday Arabic phrases from the library.
Ah, yes, that could be useful, yes. Have you learned any phrases yet?
Yes, I can say, lead me to the British consul, my camel has expired.
My word, let's hear you say it then.
But I just said it. Lead me to the British
consul. No. Well, two, no, you're supposed to say it in Arabic.
Arabic? Don't be silly, I can't speak Arabic.
Oh, glory. Now, make sure that we've got everything we need. Now, wait a minute. Tea, salt tablets, meatloaf.
Well, that didn't take long, did it? Now, here are the tickets, Mr. Lennox Brown. Just clip them onto your file, would you?
Thank you, Mildred, yes.
And this other file must be Sir Gregory's. Mm-hmm. I'll pop it along to his office with his tickets. He's off this afternoon.
Ah, that's probably why we're taking his place. What time do we go?
It's all on the tickets there. Yes. London Airport, 1000 hours, tomorrow morning, flight 204. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard flight 204 to Edinburgh. Now, as you know, we were due to leave at 1000 hours, and we apologize for this slight delay. We are waiting for two Ministry VIPs who've been detained on urgent government business.
Excuse me, miss. I wonder if I could have a personal word with you.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Well, I'm afraid I'm a little queer. I'm ever so nervous in aeroplanes. I get butterflies in my tummy. And other places as well.
Well, don't worry, sir. I've a bottle of tranquilizers here. Help yourself. Now, you only need half a tablet. Any more will make you very sleepy. They're rather strong.
Oh, thank you. Much obliged, I'm sure.
Ah, excuse me, sir. I think our two VIPs have arrived at last.
Oh, George. Ah, is this flight 204?
Shall I go in first, Run? I like to be by the emergency exit.
All right. But for heaven's sake, pull yourself together, man. You're all white and shaking. Look like a canteen blancmange.
Aeroplanes get me worried. If the Lord had intended us to fly, we'd have been born with jet engines.
I find danger stimulating. I suppose it's my wartime experiences.
I thought you were in the catering corps.
Yes, but they showed war films every Saturday night.
Excuse me, but if your friend is nervous, sir, that gentleman has a bottle of tranquilizers.
Here you are, Ducky.
Oh, thank you.
Now, do take more than half.
Go ahead, too. We don't want you making an exhibition of yourself. I don't need any. I shall maintain my composure or whatever happens. What was that?
Fasten your safety belts, please.
What did you say? Fasten our safety belts. We're in trouble, sir. Trouble.
We're still on the ground.
Well, perhaps I will have some of those tranquilizers, yes. We want to be in good shape when we reach Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, here's the bottle one.
Yes.
The lady said to take half.
Right, we share it. One for you. Yes. One for me. Two for you. Two for me. Three for you. Three for me. Excuse me, lassie, but were you the hostess on flight 204 from London?
That's right, sir. We landed 20 minutes ago.
Oh, well, that's odd. I'm Sir Alistair MacArthur, and I'm expecting two ministry men.
Ah, yes. We had two on board, sir. But they both passed out shortly after takeoff.
I hope it's nothing serious. We're hoping to sell them some Scottish goods.
No. We don't think it's too bad. Probably something they'd eaten.
Well, where are they now?
They were brought from the plane on the luggage wagon, and they await collection in the baggage hall. You see the pair of them stacked on the counter.
Well, all right. I'll best collect them and take them to the hotel. I have a car with me. Thank you for your help, lassie.
That's all. We must be there, one. This looks like a hotel bedroom, but I don't remember arriving.
Yes, well, I think we fell asleep on the plane, too. Probably the change of climate. Oh, I've only just woken up myself.
So this is Abu Dhabi. I must say, the room looks like any British hotel, doesn't it?
Well, that's the colonial influence, you see.
Mm-hmm. Look, there's a framed motto above the bed.
Probably an Arab greeting. What does it say?
Lang may your lun reek.
Just as I thought, yes. A rough translation would be, welcome to the Middle East.
Where are our hosts, I wonder?
Oh, I expect they wanted us to sleep off the effects of our journey. Very hospitable, these Arabs.
Yeah, I hope they let us have lots of oil. Mm.
Oh, good. You've recovered, gentlemen. Are you feeling well enough to talk? We haven't a great deal of time.
According to my watch, it's 5 o'clock. We've been asleep 6 hours.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock, all right, but this is Friday. You arrived yesterday morning.
I say, you mean today's tomorrow, not yesterday?
Your return flight to London leaves in 2 hours.
Good gracious.
So, we'd best get down to business right away.
Yes, indeed. And now, you're the gentleman we negotiate with, are you?
Yes. Well, I must congratulate you.
Oh, yes, I mean, you speak excellent English.
Well, I was 3 years at Cambridge, you know.
Ah, splendid that people come to our universities from the remotest parts of the world.
Well, gentlemen, I hope you're wanting to buy some of our national products.
Oh, indeed, my dear chap, there's no problem there. Oh, now we're here to buy as much as you can possibly let us have.
The more the merrier.
Oh, man, that's good to hear. Uh-huh. Well, I have a contract ready and waiting. You'd like me to fill in the maximum amount?
Absolutely, yes, and then a bit more if you can manage.
Yes, we're ready to sign it once.
Oh, good.
Oh, my word, it's a pleasure doing business with you.
Thank you.
I'm only sorry you won't have time to look over our capital city.
Yes, I wanted to buy some souvenirs of our visit.
Oh, well, that can be arranged. We'll stop at a gift shop. There's one on our way to the airport.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown, Mr. Lamb.
Morning, Mildred. Yes, we got back on Friday night.
Oh, it was a marvellous flight. Abbott to London in just over an hour.
At 7 o'clock, we were in the Dire Straits, and at 8, we were at Heathrow.
Abbott
Dire Straits?
We were supposed to go to Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? That's in Scotland, isn't it?
No, Mildred. We were in the Middle East.
Yes,
now we brought you this souvenir hanky from Abba Dabba's ancient bazaar. It's rather a striking picture. Now, look at that now. See, that's a man wrestling with serpents.
We bought it from an old bearded Arab called Hamish Magragor. We couldn't understand a word he said.
There is the march, both of you. But the name on this hanky is Hamish McGregor. Must have been a bearded old Scotsman you didn't understand.
What?
And this chap's not wrestling with serpents. He's playing the bagpipe.
Mildred could be right back. I've just seen this label on my briefcase. British Airways, Edinburgh, London.
Oh, still, at least you went to the right place, even if you didn't know you'd been there.
We really believed we were in the Middle East and all the time we were in Scotland. I suppose it's quite funny, really. At least there's no harm done.
No harm done? But we've signed a contract to buy their national product as much as they could send us.
Oh.
Human assistance department? Oh? Where? All right, I'll tell them. That was British Rail, sir. King's Cross Station report the arrival of 50,000 tons of haggis.
The army won't take the haggises, too. Seems they're banned by the Geneva Convention.
I'm not even sure what a haggis is, Ron.
Well, it's a sort of ex-certificate sausage. One is a threat, 50,000 tons is a national crisis.
Now, look, don't panic, sir. I've had an idea.
Yes, well, go on, surprise me.
I mean, haggis is like eyeshadow, isn't it?
Have you been sitting in the sun, Mildred, or are you starting to crack like the rest of us?
No, sir. I told you our people bought up the eyeshadow because they thought there was going to be a shortage. If we start a rumour that we're running out of haggis, the same thing might happen.
Lennox Brown.
Pitkin here.
Oh, Sir Gregory. Oh, you're awfully faint, sir.
You'll be awfully faint when I get hold of you. I'm speaking from Abadaba. And due to some bungling in your office, the wrong file was attached to my tickets.
Well, funnily enough, sir, the same thing happened to us.
I came here for oil talks, but when I opened my file, it was all about sporrans and tartan knickers.
Most unfortunate, sir.
Unfortunate is a disaster. I lost my temper and I said a few words and I'm being expelled from the country. The talks are cancelled and Abadaba won't sell us any oil. That means that thanks to you, Britain's supplies will dwindle to nothing.
And here is the news read by John Curl. The failure of Britain's oil supply due to the breakdown of talks with Abadaba continues to have mixed effects. Because of the absence of diesel fuel, southern region trains are now being drawn by teams of horses. But this means they're arriving more punctually than before. London's taxi drivers are meeting the emergency by using rickshaws. A spokesman said, "We must all pull together." In a stirring speech to the House of Commons, the Prime Minister has urged the nation to help each other. He later left in a wheelbarrow, pushed by the leader of the opposition.
There's been panic buying of oil-based products, including paraffin, plastics, and haggis. A ministry expert said the flow of haggis must be affected by the oil shortage, but we have done our best to ensure supplies, and there's no need for housewives to rush out and buy them. Later, there were wild scenes as housewives rushed out to buy haggises, and even wilder ones when they got them home and wondered what to do with them.
Look out, you two. Sir Gregory's back. He's limping down the corridor.
Oh, I think you know what that means.
It is no use boggling, Sue. We just have to brazen it out.
Lennox Brown! Lamb, I want a word with you.
Ask Gregory. Come in, sir. Do sit down. You look a trifle weary.
You'd look weary if you'd been through what I've been through.
Oh.
Expelled from Abadabba, my money confiscated, and I've had to hitchhike back across Europe.
How awful, sir. Miss Bentwater must be exhausted.
Miss Bentwater isn't with me. They wanted her to stay on. Heaven knows what torment the poor girl's gone through. And all because of your crass idiocy.
Lennox Brown. Oh, yes, he's here, sir. Oh, I'll put him on, sir, yes. It's Lord Stilton for you, sir.
Stilton? Good grief, you blame me for this oil crisis. I know he will. I'll be finished. Broken. What's to become of me?
Perhaps you'll go to the coal ball.
Oh, be quiet, lad. Give me that phone, Lennox Brown. Lord Stilton, sir. I'll resign like a gentleman.
What are you talking about, Pitkin? I have great news. Oil is flowing again from Abadabba, more than ever before.
What?
And it's all thanks to your assistant, Miss Bentwater. She's become the president's, close friend. She's got him to lower his embargoes.
Good Lord.
She's pulled off a great deal. And the biggest supply of oil we've ever had.
Miss Bentwater's done that.
Clever of you to spot her potential, Pitkin. Come and have a bite of lunch.
No, of course, sir. At once, sir. I'm on my way.
We're getting the oil, and Lord Stilton's delighted. This could get me in the honors list.
It goes to prove what I've always said.
Oh, what's that, sir?
It's a case of oil well that ends well.
Oh.
Crew as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.
Richard Murdoch is back on Radio 4 on Wednesday evening in celebration. He'll be recalling Kenneth Horne's most popular radio shows. Not just Beyond Our Ken and Round the Horn, but the one that brought Horne and Murdoch together in the 40s, Much Binding in the Marsh. That's Wednesday evening celebration at 7:30. In The Men from the Ministry, Derek Giler is usually doing his best to dodge work. But in a new series, starting this evening in 3/4 hour, he plays a character who's no longer got to work. He's retired. After 40 years of working at the office during the day, William Wheeler now has to adjust to retirement, and so does his wife. She's not used to having him around the house during the day. Molly Sugden and Norman Rossington join Derek Giler in Home to Roost, which begins at 7:30 this evening.